What's up, Internet? It's Josh Calkins. And you are too sexy. Welcome once again to another episode of Radcast.
Man.
I have missed you guys. It's another Sunday night, and we are sitting here, just being awesome.
Just overall awesome.
Yeah, hashtag hustling, you know.
I think that was our best intro we've ever done.
What? Thank you.
It got real, like, 1-900 number for a second.
Yeah, right, it did. Yeah, right, it did. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I might do that every time. I just kind of open
Looks
it up,
like
you know.
Josh still has his bedroom voice on.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, again, look at that. You got, that was amazing. Amazing. That was beautiful.
Josh really, he gave me a Valentine's Day card that said, I dig your transitions.
Yeah, it was pretty rad. It was pretty rad. And I had like Smarties, and I didn't have a follow up with that. I didn't know. Like, I was like, I had Smarties, and I'm funny too. So anyway, it is, we are 2 days out now from the Valentine's Day shenanigans and celebration. What did you guys do? Did you do anything awesome? Did you do anything sexy? Were you by yourself? If so, that's okay. I don't know if you guys saw my post on Facebook, but I was talking about how Valentine's Day is, of course, not just a holiday for lovers, but just for love in general. So if you got somebody you care about.
Loved ones.
Exactly. You know, share the love, spread the love, all that good stuff. So anyway, without further ado, I don't want to be any more hallmarky or corny or cliche, but what did you do for Valentine's Day?
I feel like my Valentine's Day went on for 4 days, which was fun.
That's how you do it.
Yeah,
that's
what, yeah. But no, Kyle and I originally planned to celebrate on Thursday because we both had off. We both worked Friday, and then we got the huge snowstorm, and we're like,
right,
all right, well, we'll just do a snowed-in Valentine's Day, which was also fun. So we did that and spent the whole morning and afternoon together and shoveled together like good loved ones do.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, teamwork.
Yeah, and then we hung out with some people later, and I did get my wish of I wanted one of my presents for it to be socially acceptable to drink champagne from the moment I woke up. Till when I passed out.
Nailed it.
Yeah, yeah. And you actually had a conversation with me later that night on the phone. And
Seriously, if you want to know how to be a baller, get in contact with Ashley Miller. Get at her. Because literally, what were you, 3 bottles deep? Or did you,
two and a half
bottles deep, and we're having a business meeting about the future of Radcast and all this stuff, and she was like, uh-huh, yep, okay, great, and she's asking pertinent questions. It's ridiculous. She was more put together than I was, and I was like my body weighed deep in ounces of coffee.
Well, yeah, until the next morning when I woke up, and I'm like, oh, God, oh, I think I had a conversation with Josh. Oh, right, so and about like blackout portions. Yeah. Oh, I need to call him. I was loaded.
I mean, but you sold it. You totally sold it. So for any future reference, I mean, if you could just get a tape recorder and just have like,
yeah,
or some way to like, you know, record whatever the conversations are that you're having, you could totally pull that shit off. That was
wasn't too bad.
Yeah. I was like, damn, Ashley's on her shit. You know, and you like text me that I say like, dude, I don't remember any of that. And I was like, well, shit, me neither. So I guess we're, you know, like, but
so we did that, and then we hung out at our buddies for a while, and two of our friends came back here, and we all cooked dinner, and ended the night by having a sing along dance party to pretty much every classic Disney song ever.
That sounds kind of cool.
It was really cool.
And by kind of cool, I mean like, yeah, like I'm totally understating it because it sounds totally awesome.
Kyle and I performed your favorite, our duet to Paradise by the Dashboard Light. You had to see the video. He threw me across the living room.
Oh, dude, because I still have a video of that on my phone of you guys just rocking out a railroad. And like, seriously, whenever my frown needs to be turned upside down, I go
just
to that video. Yeah, it's ridiculous. And whenever it comes on like the radio, I'm like, oh, those guys.
Yeah.
So that's freaking awesome. That was literally probably one of the most epic Valentine's Day.
Yeah, yeah. So we did that Thursday, and then last night we actually went out and did like the traditional like all to dinner stuff like that. So we went and got some sushi at Sakura in Pottstown, and then we went over to Cotillo's and grabbed the drinks since
Hello.
We were fancied up.
There you go.
And then same thing, friends came over later, and we played some more games and whatnot, Cards Against Humanity.
Awesome. Ah, dude, I got to get into that game.
Good.
Got to
get
into
stuff.
That game. I've heard awesome things about it.
I heard you had quite a interesting Valentine's
Day. Yeah, yeah. How about this is what I get for trying to dress myself up as a baller and being like, yeah, I'm awesome. You know, I'm like telling everybody, like, go on out there, fellas, and treat your lady right. Well, of course, you know, karma had to have its way with me. I went out and I got one of those Steven Singer roses, like the gold dipped roses,
mm-hmm.
right? And I was like, I felt like such a boss. I literally felt like I got the rose. I got down to feel. Here's the other thing. My car is currently uninspected, right?
Oh.
So I went down to Philly and I like parked my car, and the parking dude was walking by, and I was like, dude, listen, I'm literally running like 5 minutes that way, and I'm going to get a flower, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to be out of here. Like, I paid the thing.
I'll be back before you can even have the ticket written.
Yeah, and he's like, all right, man, we'll do what you got to do. I'm going to walk, but somebody else is going to walk on by here and write the ticket, man. So I'm like fighting time, right? I'm like, oh, shit, okay. So I run, I rush on down to Steven Singer or whatever, and I walk in, and then
I need the golden rose!
Yeah, like, not even the gold, because initially I was going to get the golden one, and then I get there, and I'm looking at the golden one, and I'm like, ugh, that's tacky. It just looked tacky, right? So I'm like, so they have all these other flowers in there, and all the different, you know, and so now my plan is thrown off, right? Because I went in there, and I was like, I'm a man on a mission, I know exactly what I'm getting, the gold rose, and that's it. So I get in there, and of course, I'm like, that looks like crap, and I don't know what I'm doing now, son of a bitch, right? So
I'm going to get a ticket soon, I just need a flower.
Exactly. So the guy at the counter is like, he's like trying to do the whole sales thing, and he's like, well, listen, we have this limited edition one right over here, it's blue, and we're not going to have it next year. And I was like, yeah, but I don't think she likes blue, so... I'm going to go ahead and go for the red rose. And so I get the rose. Long story short, I get out of there. I get back to my car. Didn't have a ticket on my thing. And
well, that's good.
That street right there, Walnut Street, got to witness a very happy bearded Josh Calkins. Yeah. Because I like literally almost did a happy dance. I was like, yeah, no ticket. What up?
Whistling,
yeah.
Walking around.
Exactly. Did a little bit of moonwalk. And then I saw a police van coming up. And I was like, oh, shit. Got my car peeled out. And that was that. So like I took off. No tickets. Scot-free. I'm like on my way home.
You think it's going to be a good day.
Oh, I'm happy as a clam at high tide. I'm like driving home and I'm like, this is awesome. Listen to Joe Rogan. I'm like, yeah, I'm a boss. I'm like looking over at the flower. I literally had it sitting in the seat next to me.
Did you have it strapped in?
And I did. No, I didn't. I really didn't. No, that would have been a little too weird, but I had it like sitting next to me and I was like, this is, yeah, I win. I win this Valentine's Day, right? So then Friday comes, it's Valentine's Day, we're getting geared up, and of course, like, you know, the snowstorm came through, so she had to stay at work for like 2 days, like,
oh,
she
geez.
Had to sleep overnight there, she had to stay there, so she's been at work like 2 days straight, it's like, you know, not gonna want to come home and go to the hustle and bustle like getting through and getting into a restaurant, all that kind of crap, so I already had the journey and the adventure planned for Saturday anyway, so... This was just going to be like the little kind of like, you know, hey, it's still Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Here you go. So I go out that day. I get like the tin of chocolates and all that, the Dove, you know, little thing and all that stuff. And then they even had Nutella, right? And she loves Nutella. And they had little travel size to go cups. Like,
they make travel size Nutella?
I swear to God, do all girls like Nutella? Is that like a thing?
It's a delicious food. Have you had it?
I have had it.
I know a lot of men that like Nutella as well.
I do. And here I am going on the microphone and saying, like, I love Nutella. Yeah. You know, like, you know, and then expressing the fact that I may want to, you know, be involved in a Disney sing-along at one point or another. I mean, really just, you know, just aiming for, you know, I don't even know what's going on here. But my dignity has just been shot.
It makes me feel any better. Kyle's straight as an arrow and enjoys both Nutella and singing the Disney song. So.
And that's, you know what? That's legendary, Kyle Ferrari. Yep, so I can drop the mic on that one and be like, you know what? I'm still cool. I'm still cool. But so I get the Nutella. I got everything. I got the Nutella. I got the Dove chocolates. I got the Steven Singer Rose. I got
you
this great card. I wrote a book in that mother... You know what I mean? Like, I went all out. And I had
now,
everything.
Did you go card-wise? Because I know this is, like, the first Valentine's Day with you guys. Do you do, like, the... like the romantic card, or did you go for like the silly one, or did you?
I found this, and it was really cool, like, because this never happens, but I got up to the card, and like, first, like, she's into stationery and all that kind of stuff, and like, different, like, awesome, like, you know, just paper product, like, I'm making it sound lame, but the shit she's into is like, really cool, like, magazine layout. All that kind of stuff. I almost choked on my tongue there for a second. I don't know how that happened. But anyway, so she's like, there's a certain style of card that I know that like she's like into as far as like the layout and everything. So
okay.
This, like, I see this card and it's the same layout. And then I read it and it's not too sweet. And it's not too salty. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Like, that's good. You know, got the nice little...
Right, exactly. It's not too, like, too gushy or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's not like, you know, this joke either. It's just like a nice little...
A well-balanced
little, like, right.
Valentine's Day card.
Right, exactly. And it led off with, like, you know, kind of just listing, like, sometimes it's the da-da-da-da-da-da that, you know, and then, you know, it goes through that a couple times. And then, you know, in the inside, what makes you special to me? And, you know, that whole thing, right? But it was great because it gave me a starting off point to, like, go off of and kind of write this, like, epic... epic Shakespearean Valentine's Day card. I may be tooting my own horn just a bit, but I feel pretty proud of that card. So I got everything lined up. I got to throw it in my backpack. I'm like on my way up to see her, whatever. I'm like, whoo, it's going to be awesome. I'm going to deliver this. I'm going to be the man. I'm literally going to win Valentine's Day 2014. So I'm walking down to my car, and I have my car parked in a parking lot, and it's, you know, it's dark out. There's one street light. I can't see the actual, you know, anything that's on the ground, right? So I'm walking down, and there's some guys off in the distance, and they're shoveling, and da-da-da-da-da, and like, you know, I don't know, one of them waved or something like that. So I'm like, kind of, you know, I wave to him as I'm walking down, and I hit a patch of ice, and I go back, and I land on my ass. And I just, like, right on my, like, you know, and I, the way I explain it is, like, we've seen that video, and if anybody's seen that video, the woman running, like, the jogger, the couple that's the joggers.
I haven't seen it.
And they, didn't we watch that? Where, like, I was watching somebody where it's, like, the joggers are sitting there and they're talking about, like, oh, yeah, I love running in the snow. It's, like, the perfect conditions. Yeah. It's like, da, 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 da. So they go taking off running after they have this interview for, like, this news, you know, channel or whatever. And they get, like, not – and the camera follows them. They get not, like, 10 feet down the street and the lady just, like – flips and just goes right on her ass. It was so fun. I mean, it was, and she was fine and she laughed about it, so I can laugh about
it.
Yeah,
exactly.
I would have laughed anyway, but.
But was that you, like, one leg up and just straight
totally
back?
Just straight out, right?
Oh.
So I get up, and of course, there's this group of dudes, like, shoveling. There's a bunch of people standing there. I had this audience to me just eating shit. So I'm like, I'm gonna get up, I, like, dust myself off. I'm like, yeah, no problem, fellas. I'm cool.
It's cool. Nobody saw it.
Yeah, right. Fine. I'm laughing it off. I get into my car and I am hit with, like, this gut wrenching, like, oh my God. I just landed on Valentine's Day. I literally just landed
on... So you landed
on,
just straight on your backpack.
On my
with
backpack.
Everything in there.
Right.
Oh, no.
So I'm, like, panicking, and I'm freaking out. I'm like, okay, maybe it's one of these things where I'm just being, you know, overly worried about no reason, right? So I go into the backpack, I pull the rose out, and the box is just torn to shreds. Like, it's not even crushed or the little dent. It's like the box is actually just torn up, right? So I pull the plastic bag out that's, like, holding the rose in there, and I'm like, okay, maybe it's cool. And it's cool for, like... 5 seconds, and then the top of the rose just pops off and falls to the bottom of the bag. It's yeah,
whoa.
It was. I mean, it was cinematic in nature, where it was like seriously, it couldn't have played out. And
it's safe.
Yeah, and it just falls off, and I'm like, God. So, and then of course the Dove chocolate. I'm like, maybe the chocolate's cool. Maybe if the chocolate is okay, the chocolate will make this better. So I go in there, and of course I have a giant aspirin in the tin. Where
oh
the,
no
where
way.
The, yeah. So the I mean, it turns out later that we opened the tin and the chocolate was okay. Thank God.
Just the tin
right.
in front of it.
But the aesthetic, you know, and then the presentation, I mean, it was just totally
it was
shattered. Right, exactly. It's like, hey, happy Valentine's Day. Here's, you know, permanent proof.
I fell
proof.
On some shit for you.
Yeah,
there
exactly.
You
Here's permanent proof that I am absolutely clumsy and it's ridiculous. So of course, I was heated and I got up there and I, you know, it turns out that they have a lifetime warranty on these things.
Oh, that's good.
So I'm going to return it Thursday. Life went on, and then Saturday we went out. We went to Philadelphia Salvage. Have you ever been there?
I have not.
It's awesome. Check it out. They're great. They're a salvage yard, and you can go and, like, pick out materials.
That's cool.
Yeah, and have them make your own, like, kind of, like, furniture, or you could just get the materials and make, you know,
what?
Do a little DIY yourself. And
that's
get this.
Happening.
And you and Ferrari definitely got to check this out. They're dog friendly, so you can go in with your dog, right?
Yep,
it gets even better, right? Thursdays, they have Thirsty Thursday, where from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., they serve whiskey.
What?
And you can go in, right?
So hold on. Salvage yard, dogs, whiskey.
Right. Yep.
And it's, on the day that we already have off.
Exactly. Look at that. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? So so we hit that spot or whatever, because I told her for like a while now. Like, she wanted to get, like, a certain kind of desk made or whatever. And I was
okay.
Like, oh, girl, I got you. No problem. Yeah,
I'll take you to my salvage
yard. Yeah, I got you. Well, actually, it took me forever today to find the salvage yard. You know what I mean? It's like, I finally found it. I was like, all right, so maybe I didn't have the context I thought I did, but we can go check this salvage yard out and get it done. So so we did that, and we went to Tequila's in Philadelphia, and, like, it was a killer Mexican restaurant. Greatest guacamole I have ever
Ooh.
Eaten in my entire life. So definitely check that out. A little bit, you know, I mean, never mind. Just go check it out.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So, all right. I've been jabbering on for way too long. I feel like that story.
No,
took...
that was, yeah, but it was a good story. I interrupted you a couple times. It's all right.
Yeah, you did. Yes, exactly. No, with good things. I didn't mean like, yeah, you did interrupt. I mean, like, it was a good interruption.
Before, we do some other stuff on our show, can I tell you the card that I made Kyle last year for Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Cause it's awesome. So I like making like the homemade cards like you used to in elementary school. So last year I made him a card that on the front, it said, there's like little pictures of everything. So the first one was, it was supposed to be read like "You're the boo to my bear," because we jokingly call each other ridiculous names. So there's like a little ghost there and a teddy bear, and then the "You're the honey to my bunny," "You're the yin to my yang," and then he opens it up, and I made, you know, there's little like paper springs you can make.
Yeah, yeah.
There's two of that in there. One has a beard on it. One has a clam. And I told him, "You're the beard to my clam."
Oh, man. You might have won Valentine's Day.
It's so good because you open up the card and then this giant, like, 4-inch clam and beard just pops at your face and starts springing.
That's all right. Yeah, so you probably trumped me on
that. We have it plastered in our kitchen. You can see it after this. It's good. It's hanging on a bulletin board.
Oh, you know what? You know where they could check that out? Instagram, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Instagram,
we can totally put that
on
Instagram.
Oh, snap. And you know where you could do that? At RadcastPA. Son.
Look at you with these transitions.
I know. I'm learning from the best. There we go. So, you know, look at that. You know, a little bit more practice. I may someday be as, well, maybe not. Nobody can be as good as the Ashley Miller, but maybe someday I can be just a, you know.
I think you have potential.
I think I do. Well, that means that is tremendous. Well, without further ado, before my head explodes from such excitement, on the other side of this music break, we're going to get into an interview with the legendary Jamie Riley. It finally happened, folks. We're finally going to sit down with him and just talk out.
So exciting.
Yeah, exactly. Jamie's House of Music, moving from Philadelphia to Pottstown. Now, there was a little bit of a run-in with the Philadelphia location. He was too awesome, and of course,
Philly couldn't handle it, but you know who can? Pottstown.
Holla. So we're going to get into that a little bit on the other side of this music break. And then after the interview, we're going to go into some big news as far as us, some announcements, an interview that we got coming up next weekend that is huge. We don't want you guys to miss that. So definitely stick around for after the interview. And of course,
also
we got
some cool stuff for the Radcast Station to get into this week.
Exactly. Look at that. Bam, bam. Powerful. So here we are with Entropy and their song, The Curve. We'll be right back.
Dream.
and we are back. Everybody, you're listening to Radcast. We're about to dive into another legendary interview. We've got the legendary Jamie Riley.
Big interview.
Big, huge interview that has been in the works for quite some time now. We've been working on it.
finally, actually our second version of the interview.
Right, exactly. I mean, the first time we tried to run through this, obviously, we had the phone wasn't, like, for whatever reason, wasn't picking up. But nonetheless, we got him. We checked it this time, too, people. Everything is good to go. But Ashley, you nabbed this interview. This was your brainchild, your work here. You came across it. So do you want to just explain real quick the detective work and everything?
I actually saw it in the Potsdam Mercury that Jamie Riley was moving his house of music from Philadelphia to the Pottstown area. And any of you out in Philly might be familiar with it. It's been around for about 10 years. It's a really homey, nice feeling. And yeah, so Jamie's going to come on and talk to us about moving down here into Pottstown.
Hell yeah. And there's quite the backstory that goes along with it, too. So I can't wait to dive into that. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get him on the line here. Jamie, are you with us?
I am indeed.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks so much for coming on Radcast again.
Hey, Josh. Hey, Ashley. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for coming back on with us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Yeah. So we gave people a little bit of an intro on you and Jamie's House of Music and that you're going to be making this move, but we figured you can more eloquently say kind of what Jamie's House of Music is about and, you know, the things that you're going to be doing in this area.
Okay, well, I'm not so sure how eloquent it's going to be, but I can sure talk it up a little bit.
That's good, too.
Yeah, we've been, I don't know if you gave much of a background, we've been doing concerts in Philadelphia for the past 10-plus years. Started out as the Psalm Salon, and earlier in the year changed the name from the Psalm Salon to Jamie's House of Music with the intention of going to a more commercial space. We had been operating out of my home, which is a big old Philadelphia mansion with 8 bedrooms and 2 kitchens, and it had a really gorgeous listening space on the first floor that could accommodate 60 people. And the way we built it out, it really had absolutely perfect acoustics. And we had such a nice reputation that artists from all over the world were waiting in line to play here.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it was a good thing. And, you know, the nice thing was we just lived right upstairs, so we could just come down in our PJs and flip on the master switch and we'd be ready for a show.
<That's great>.
But, you know, one thing led to another. I guess we got too popular. Somebody dimed us out to the local authorities, and they came in one night during a concert and just shut us down cold. Even though we had a commercial license from the city of Philadelphia to operate our house of music, apparently because the house was zoned residential, they didn't like the fact that we were doing a house concert. And so being good citizens, we turned off the lights and locked the doors and started really looking in earnest for a new location and had spent, I don't know, maybe 2 months of really looking at a lot of different places. And when I found the property in Pottstown, it just lit off all of my bells and whistles. Boy, this place was just perfect. We came out, we looked at it, we fell in love with it, and immediately began putting plans into motion to get the property and start building Jamie's House of Music in a whole new location with a gorgeous space that'll hold maybe 250 people and a beautiful restaurant. We're going to put a nice kitchen in and have Asian fusion food along with the music, sort of like a dinner concert concept. So that's really pretty much where we stand at this point.
That is, I got to say, like, first and foremost, that is the coolest. The fact that, I mean, A, I've heard it said that you're not doing it right unless you have haters. And it certainly sounds like, you know, you've got your fair share. So if anything, that's a definite marker for success. The other thing is I love how quickly you guys were able to be like, oh, okay, well, you know, we've kind of overgrown this area, so we're just going to pick up and, oh, look, Pottstown's open. Why don't we just roll on over there and just keep it open? So the other thing I was going to say is you guys were going to feature some Asian cuisine. I remember reading somewhere that your wife is actually quite the established chef.
Yep, she is. My wife is Suyun Riley, originally from southern China, where she ran a 120-seat restaurant called Heaven Heaven, which really was a great restaurant. She comes from a long line of restaurateurs. She has three brothers who are in the restaurant business, and they have operations ranging from Toronto to New Zealand. So, you know, she comes by it very legitimately, and boy, is she a good cook. And she did. She cooked food for our shows here on a pretty small scale. But when we open up in Pottstown, you know, we're gonna go at it whole hog. We're gonna get a first class chef and sous chef and pastry chef, and you know, go all. Our son is also a sushi chef, so he's gonna have the sushi line going.
Oh my God, that is literally, and pardon the pun, music to my ears. Yeah. That is amazing. So, I mean, you guys are pretty much a power couple. I don't think Philly could contain how much awesome you guys are bringing.
Well, thank you, Josh.
Absolutely. So, real quick, take me back to the very beginning of like, how did you initially set up and get into like to make the decision to go, you know what, I'd really like to start hosting shows in my house.
Well, the backstory on that really begins around 2001, when people found out that I'm an old road dog myself. I've been a recording engineer and producer and musician. With a long career in the music business, spanning many decades. And I got asked to produce an album for a terrific local group. And so we did that. We put out the first album. And during the process of tracking, we were sitting outside and thinking, gee, you know, there's so much beauty in music. Wouldn't it be wonderful to start a nonprofit that was devoted to the language of music as kind of a lingua franca that could bring people together across cultural, religious, racial, every kind of barrier imaginable, to, you know, come to a place where the beauty that's inherent in music could be appreciated.
Absolutely.
So we said, well, let's do that. Let's start a nonprofit. And in thinking of what we were going to call it, we came up with the acronym PSALM first, and said, "Okay, well, that's pretty cool, but you know, what does it stand for?" And so we said, "Well, Philadelphia Society for Art, Literature, and Music." And you can look online. We've got a website up. It's thesalm.org, and you can kind of get a feel for the whole mission behind the nonprofit. And we produced some live shows around town, the University of Pennsylvania, Haverford College, places like that, but decided that we really needed to have an ongoing, smaller event, kind of like a crucible where people could come together in a small space to hear new music or maybe even established music with musical legends in an intimate space. And being that my house was available and large, I was elected. So, you know, we started having the shows here, and it just grew organically. You know, week after week, people came down, and it started growing, and we tweaked things and bought more equipment, and, you know, it just kept on growing and growing till you know, it finally got to the point where you know, we had it perfected. And of course, you know, once that happens, it's time to change.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, definitely, you know, you saying that you were kind of thrown in there as, well, we'll do it at Jamie's house. I mean, with the career that you've had, you know, this isn't necessarily a new thing to you, the whole music game. You worked with Aerosmith before, Frank Zappa. I mean, the list goes on with, you know, amazing people that you've worked with.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
And so, and my question about that real quick was, I mean, like Ashley just mentioned Aerosmith, like, what was that like? Because didn't you have like, I mean, if I could be wrong, but weren't you kind of there like right when they started? Like they weren't even like a big deal yet.
No, they weren't. They were a local glam rock band on the Boston music scene, you know, slogging it out in the local clubs. And we had befriended them at the time. We were running a terrific music theater called the Fenway Theater on Mass Ave in Boston, which has since gone on to become the Berklee Performance Center for Berklee College of Music. But at that time, the band needed a place to rehearse. And so when our stage was dark, we let them haul their gear up and rehearse on stage. And they kept their gear in one of the lockups. And we had a concert with, I think it was Vanilla Fudge, that was scheduled to go on. We had 1,200 people, a full house in the audience, waiting for the show to go on. And for some reason, there was a problem with one of the technicalities in the stage writer. And so the group was just, well, we're not going on.
Pulled the typical rock star move.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, nothing new. So we scrambled quickly and got on the phone and called Steve and Joey and said, hey, you know, this is your big chance. Come on down and put on a show. And they hustled on over and set up their gear. And I had to go out in front of the curtain and tell 1,200 screaming fans, well, we've got good news and bad news. The good news is you're going to hear some of the best rock and roll you'll ever hear in your life. And, you know, the boos quickly turned to cheers when the curtains went up and Aerosmith launched into Mama Ken. And really, the rest is history. You know, a guy from an agent from Columbia was there. He came backstage and signed them to a contract. They went in the studio. I took them out on their first tour, and the rest was history.
Jeez, oh man, that is so cool. And that, like, talk about like serendipity. Just a matter of, like, you know, pulling some things at the last minute. And I mean, that's just amazing.
Well, we were really lucky that their gear was all there, and they just had to pop on down, you know, hop on the Green Line, and, you know, come in from Brighton and Alston, and, you know, we were right at one of the first stops in the city of Boston, and, you know, bang, they were on stage and ready to rock.
Exactly right. Like, so, I mean, you worked with Aerosmith, and you were there. I mean, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and just go on record as saying that you're solely responsible for launching their career.
One amongst many, I think.
Right. So what was it like working with Frank Zappa?
He's just a flat-out musical genius.
Right.
You know, music just poured off the tips of his fingers. You know, he lived it, he ate it, he drank it, and he attracted around him some of the top performers in the world. And he was really a pleasure to work with.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so cool. So, getting back to Jamie's House of Music now. So you're making the move to Pottstown. You're leaving Philly, but I'd imagine that whole uprooting process has got to be a bit costly and somewhat. I mean, do you guys have a team of people helping you to move? Do you have the finances necessary to make the move, or is there maybe perhaps like an area where people could actually help you?
Well, no, and yes. Yeah, it's a huge move. We've been in this place for 20 years. We've got a lot of stuff that needs to be sorted through and moved, and just a ton of gear to bring out. Yeah, it's going to be a major effort to get into the new place. But you know, we've got it planned out, and we'll probably use a commercial mover to get everything out there, and then little by little we'll get it set up. We're going to live up on the third floor in the front apartment, which will be really nice. We'll still be able to come down in our jammies.
Right. Exactly. I mean, nothing beats that. I mean, it doesn't get any better
than
that.
Nothing better than that. I mean, if you got to work, this is the way to do it.
Right, exactly.
But, we're in the process. Our house is on the market here, if you know anybody that wants to buy a great old mansion in Philly.
It's
priced right.
Right.
And we're just waiting for somebody to walk in and slap some money on the table so we can consummate the rest of the deal. And, you know, we went to Pottstown, and they had a really wonderful downtown development grant program in place, but it looks like that program is pretty much out of money. So the couple hundred thousand that we were looking to get from the town isn't going to be there. So that leaves us a little bit high and dry.
Right.
Now, you know, we're looking for replacement funds now to help us, you know, really with the initial build out.
Now, on the website, the last time I was on there, which I want to say was maybe a week or so ago, there were spots for you know, fans or, you know, just people that care and maybe have some money and want to do a good thing with it that
yeah,
they can
absolutely
actually donate.
That's right. Yeah, we've got a PayPal donation button on the front page of our website. And if anyone is predisposed to help us out, boy, we sure would love your support. And, you know, we promise to use it judiciously and get this thing up and running in the best way possible as quick as we can so, you know, Pottstown can start enjoying some good music.
That
yeah.
sounds like an awesome cause that I definitely think we could get behind and definitely push for that on our end.
That's great.
The other thing I was going to say, too, was you guys said you were going to get a commercial mover. Are you maybe accepting volunteer help? Or?
Well, you know, it's not out of the question. We've got a bunch of stuff to bring out. But, hey, you know, wherever we can save money, that's going to go towards, you know, renovating the building, which really is going to need quite a bit of work. You know, we've gone through, we've had a commercial building inspector look at it already, and it's sorely in need of some work, you know, from the roof to the electrical and the plumbing. The facade needs some work, you know, brickwork and whatnot. So, you know, we're going to need to get in there and do some fixing up before we can really even, you know, start thinking about putting the kitchen in and all of that stuff.
Well, I mean, I am anxiously awaiting not only the tunes, but the sushi as well.
Yeah.
So, again, definitely going to be doing a lot on our part to try and maybe see if we could turn the Radcast Nation towards this project.
Absolutely.
And see if we could...
I think we have some handy listeners that maybe could come over, and if they can't donate their money, maybe some time and...
some skills.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, if people want to contact me, they can go to jameyshouseofmusic.com. That's Jameys houseofmusic.com. And there's a link for email or phone number is there. You know, so however people want to get in touch, we'd love to hear from folks. And we've already been contacted by quite a number of people who are really thrilled that we're coming into town. And we have meetings set up with people who have ideas on how they can help us to get established. And, you know, it just warms the cockles of our heart that we're getting such a nice reception from the community.
That's wonderful. I actually, selfishly, I'm excited for you guys to move in because I'll be able to walk to the venue from my house.
Well, that's great. Would you like to volunteer?
Absolutely. but I just wanted to say, as a Pottstown resident, I'm just excited for what you guys are going to be bringing into our community. excuse me. And, you know, Pottstown has some great buildings, has some great things to offer, but not a lot of people have seen that and wanted to move their businesses in and things like that. And you guys, you know, saw the potential of what this town has and has to offer. And I'm excited.
Absolutely. I think Pottstown has so much, much potential. You know, we've seen Phoenixville and, you know, places along the line just coming up and busting at the seams, and I really think that Pottstown is next in line.
Wonderful.
Oh,
I love
man.
Hearing that.
And that just I got a bit of a goosebumps hearing that, because that's awesome, the excitement behind this. Well, Jamie, I'm sure you're absolutely busy, and I know it's Sunday night, of course, so thank you so much for taking time out of your evening. Come on and talk to us.
Well, Josh, it's been a real pleasure, and Ashley, I've enjoyed talking to you, too, and I look forward to seeing you guys soon.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. We'll be in touch.
Oh, for sure. All right, take care.
Thanks, Jamie.
Okay, thanks for having me on.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. And that was Jamie Riley from Jamie's House of Music. Again, like if you didn't catch it the first time, you can go to jamieshouseofmusic.com. And there's a little button. The first thing you see when you scroll down, donate. Obviously, you heard that they're having a little bit of trouble with the funding. There was a group that kind of fell out. Now, I'm putting it out to you, Radcast Nation. You guys out there, you wonderful, beautiful people that have made awesome things happen in the past. I think we can make some magic happen once again.
I think we can do some stuff. And again, if you don't, you know, have the money and you have the time and just want to be involved and meet some really cool people and kind of check this thing out from the ground floor and watch it build, you know, go over, donate some Just donate your time. Sweep some stuff, maybe.
Exactly. Go lift a thing and then put another thing down and rearrange things. You know, I mean, there's a lot to do. But seriously, we're going to head into a little bit of a music break here. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this because I don't want to wrap just yet. There's so much to dive into here.
And I think we have a way that maybe our listeners could help. It may be a fun reason why to.
See, look at that. Maybe look at that teaser. Oh, man. All right, guys. Well, here is a legendary band that is on the come up. Their name is Get Involved. And we're actually going to be sitting down for an interview with them next week. But we'll get into that in just a second. Here they are. Get Involved with their song, Let Your Guard Down. Was Let Your Guard Down from Get Involved. Now, you may or may not be familiar with those guys, but I'm going to give you a little bit of a background on them, and then I'm going to explode with excitement as I tell you guys about what we got lined up coming with those guys. So that was Get Involved. You may or may not have heard of them, like I just said, coming from New York. They're actually going to be playing a show at the Barbary next Sunday. That's the 23rd, right? That's going to be going on in the afternoon. Load in is 5 o'clock. I think the show doors open at 7. I think the show kicks off around 8 o'clock. Now, you're going to want to be there. Why? Because that band is consisting of former members of, get this, Thursday, right? Holy shit. From Autumn to Ashes, okay? You guys may be familiar with those two bands, okay? And then Glassjaw, right? That Glassjaw. Yes, that Glassjaw. The legendary Glassjaw. The punk band that's been kicking ass since 93 and has, you know, floated in or out of some lineup changes and all that kind of good stuff. But nonetheless, powerful Glassjaw. So Glassjaw from Autumn to Ashes and Thursday. They, members of those bands, all came together and formed this super group, Get Involved, right? They just signed on board to a recording label. That's Morse Code Productions, or recordings, rather. And the owner of that label actually reached out to us and said, hey, you know, I got this great band. I want to see if you guys wanted to interview them. We're going to be at the Barbary next Sunday. Let me know if you're interested. So, of course, I defecated. I defecated all over myself and was like, hell yes. I'm sorry to be vulgar, ladies and gentlemen. But, of course, I mean, if you know how great these bands are, I mean, if you're as big a fan of, as I am, and I have reason to believe that some of you out there are, yeah, I just am so excited about that. So we locked it down. We're going to be meeting with those guys next week, Sunday night. We're going to be posting up that interview as soon as we get done and edited and all that kind of stuff. So big things on the horizon with that. But
that's our first like out of the studio band interview, 2014.
Hell,
so it's
yeah.
be exciting.
Look at that. Look at that. First
Very
for
nice.
A lot of great things.
Oh, yeah.
So obviously huge things are popping off, and while we're on the huge things popping off, you guys are beautiful. You guys are absolutely beautiful out there.
What's up over 600?
I know, right? Not only the likes on our page, which you guys, I mean, it was insane. It went from, like, we woke up and it was like 575, and then we went back like 15 minutes later and it's like 585, and it's like, holy shit.
It was crazy. And also, what's too is people are, we're kind of conversating more on the Facebook page and putting up pictures and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So it's like it. We dig it. Josh and I dig it. If you guys are doing something cool, you know, send it to us on Instagram or on Facebook. Let us know what's going on.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And Ashley, you actually, big shout out to you. Big props for the post. You had the post about, you know, what are you doing on your snow day?
Just drinking bottles upon bottles of champagne.
Because you're balling. You know, you just do that all day. But, I mean, that was a hugely popular.
Well, I figured we're all home.
Yeah.
You know, we're all stuck somewhere. So what are you doing over there?
And I was so bummed. I wanted to send my picture, but I couldn't get it over because, like, you know, I couldn't post it at, like, a picture as Radcast, obviously.
Oh, okay.
In section. But my picture was going to be like the mixer, you know, because I was doing a little bit of work, the guitar, the Matrix, and then a bottle of Vaseline. I was so pumped about that. Like, yeah, I'm just home today with some free range beating out town.
Into the Matrix, really?
Not even to the Matrix, just in general.
Filling your time.
Yeah,
oh,
just,
okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm done playing guitar, so I guess I'm going to watch the Matrix. And then when I'm done with that, I think I'll have a little menage a me. Seriously though, if you guys ever want to interact with us, please do so. Post your pictures, your comments, anything. If you like what we're doing, if you hate what we're doing, stay away. Stay away if you hate what we're doing.
Maybe that's a private message if you really don't like us, but you know,
exactly,
we'll read it.
Yeah, right, we'll read it and then we'll laugh and carry on with what we're doing.
We'll probably talk about you on here.
Yeah, right, we'll blast you all over the internet. So, yeah, huge shout-out to you guys. Thank you so much. You made that that interview with Donnie also one of our largest downloaded episodes ever. So, a lot of milestones. Again, thanks to you guys. So, that aside, though, obviously we just had that great interview with Jamie Riley.
Yeah.
We are in the middle of the...
Oh, it is National Random Act of Kindness Week. It started on yesterday, the 15th. And it goes till February 22nd. And it's just a week to, you know, encourage people to, you know, maybe help that old lady at the grocery store and carry her groceries to the car with her. And just, you know, promoting, be kind to one another.
Exactly.
Kind of what we're here about at Radcast.
Right.
Be nice to people.
Precisely. Exactly. And so here's, there's two things to go along with that. The first one is, it is, like Ashley just said, the National Week of Random Acts of Kindness, right? So we want to see, we're going to be doing some random acts of kindness ourselves, and we're going to go out there and, you know, whether it be helping little old women across the street or with groceries or whatever have you, or high-fiving random strangers that look like they need a pick-me-up.
Or hell, with all this snow, maybe help your neighbor clear the car off.
Exactly.
You know, it's simple stuff like that that may only take you 5-10 minutes out of your day.
Right.
But it's going to make people, it's going to change their day.
Exactly.
You know?
It's going to make a difference for them. Exactly. So, and that's a great one, going and just dusting people's, you know, cars off. In fact, I heard a story of this one girl that she was like really shy and she didn't like to, you know, she didn't like to talk to people. She was very socially like, you know, introverted, and she may have even had like some form of autism where she was just very like, you know, she had deep, deep, deep social anxiety.
Yeah.
But she really wanted to help and just be a nice person. So at night, like one night when it was like, you know, it snowed and it, like there was buckets of snow down, she actually did that where she went around to all of her neighbors.
Oh my goodness.
On a street and like cleared their cars off and all that stuff. And nobody, I mean, nobody ever, she, the only reason that the story even came out is because her, she told her therapist, you know.
Oh,
so
okay.
Her therapist was actually a woman who taught a psychology class at Monco, and I took her class, and so I heard about this. So there's a little trickle of like where it came from. But, you know, so she went out, she cleared this entire neighborhood's worth of cars off one night, stayed up all night, and then went back inside. I mean, that's like some Batman-ish, like
that is.
By the cover of
that's
night.
That's very stealthy.
Right. She goes and like clears up, you know. Of course, I had to make the Batman reference. You knew it was coming, people. You knew it was coming. It was somewhere on the way. So I encourage everybody to go out and get their inner Batman on. I know I'm going to be doing so. And then if you take a picture, or even if you just want to tell us, you know, tweet us or tell us or whatever, hashtag Radcast Nation, right? Because we really want to build this. I mean, you guys are awesome. You're wonderful. You're beautiful. You've done huge things that we couldn't have done without your help. And we want everybody to know that. We want everybody, you know how the Chive has the Chivers,
mm-hmm.
and they've got,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
And those guys are awesome. I'd love to do something similar because you guys are awesome out there. I mean, you've done huge things. You deserve recognition. So hashtag Radcast Nation. Let us know what you're doing for the Random Week of Kindness.
Show people you're awesome and you treat others well.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and get your badass self helper self down.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what you know people are going to be doing.
Yeah, I am.
Put the stuff up that we're going to be doing, and
yeah,
I think it's like
pumped.
A fun little challenge each day. Like,
yeah, it really is.
What
yeah.
can I do today to help somebody?
Exactly. How can I be a superhero today?
Which then, you know, that's kind of stuff that changes people's mindset. So then,
exactly.
even when it's not National Random Acts of Kindness people, people week, you just wake up and that's, you know.
Exactly.
How you treat people.
Holla.
How can I help someone today?
Exactly, right? And that's all. I mean, I think we could all benefit from that. I mean, I think we're all tired of turning on the TV and seeing all this nasty, disastrous BS out there. And if you want to flip that around, you know how you do that. You'd be a badass yourself. You go on out there and, you know, hustle and be kind. So I keep wanting to say be kind, rewind, because that damn, like, that right. Most Def movie with, like, Jack, I don't know, you know, obviously has no relevance to this. But anyway, as a side note, go check that movie out. I heard it was great.
And hey, maybe we'll pop over to what's going to be the new Jamie's House of Music when he's over there one day and maybe...
Exactly,
help him out with something.
Right? So there's
yeah,
part
put that
two.
Up.
Again, God, Ashley Miller with the transitions. My God, you should write a book. Seriously. You should,
this is how you transition.
You should sell services to, like, you know, radio. Just be like, hey, you need a transition? I got you.
Yeah,
all just, right? Got you.
Here's a tablet. I'll get you through the next month.
Right, right. Yeah, we're going to call Ashley because we're about to go into a new topic and we have no idea how to transition into that, but we know you've got it. So the other thing with the Random Week of Kindness is just in this continuance of, like, you know, Radcast Nation being badass and you guys just all being super helpful and super awesome is Jamie's House of Music, right? This is a project that's like, this is an opportunity, which is a rare opportunity and a very cool one in that it's a local business that's coming in that's supportive, hugely supportive of local music, about, you know, local business. And the whole goal here from Jamie's perspective is to come in and to build Pottstown up to be something like a Phoenixville or to be something, you know, like even like a Collegeville, I guess, a little bit. But to take an area that's, you know, kind of...
Take that nice strip that's easily to get to and that has restaurants and stuff going on and kind of refocus attention and be like, no, you know, I know this place may have gotten a bad rap for a while, but it's awesome. There's awesome stuff going on here and come out and...
Exactly. And, you know, again, kind of going along with this whole vein, I'm going to get a little deep here for a second, but follow me, right? So going along with this whole vein where there's been a lot of crap going on lately where it's like, you know, it's negative, and especially with the economy being such as it is, we've seen on a home level, you know, on our home turf, like all around us, like, you know, our areas are kind of falling to shit a little bit. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? For just one example, potholes. Holy hell. I was telling Ferrari the other, like, I literally saw
so
somebody
bad.
Drive off into a pothole, and I heard they ended up in the Land Before Time. I mean, it was, or the land of the lost, rather.
It was that big.
It was ridiculous. So, but I mean, you know, so we have these areas where the infrastructure is failing, and, like, you know, the local economy is failing, and it's, you know, you see these cities that were once flourishing. I mean, for God's sake, look at Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean, the place is overgrown with vines. It's,
you can,
like,
buy a house for, like, $40 in Detroit right now.
It's, yeah, it's insane. I mean, it literally looks like a scene out of I Am Legend or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just, like, there's animals, like, running through and stuff. You know, pesky animals. But so here's an opportunity, right? Pottstown has been kind of falling victim to this, where it used to be like this beautiful flourishing area, but it's been under duress. It's kind of having some issues. It's having a hard time, right? And it doesn't have anything like Phoenixville does to build it back up or to draw people back into this local economy, other businesses and all that kind of stuff, right? well, here comes Jamie Riley, the Superman that he is, coming in with this business and saying, that's where we're going to plant our business, and this is where we're going to build the scene, right? So now here's where it gets back to you guys, right? You had the opportunity to volunteer your time, to volunteer your money, to volunteer anything that you can to help build, and you're literally, you know, pumping life back into a town.
You're helping revitalize an entire town.
I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, think about that, right? I mean, this is huge. You know what I mean? If you've ever looked around and been like, God, man, what, you know, I'm so tired of everything falling apart. What could I do? You know, like, or you just, you feel like maybe powerless or helpless, right? Well, here's somebody who's got the vessel and the ability, if, you know, given enough support, to change things around. But it's such a community effort that you guys can directly play a part. So I'm going to get off my pedestal now. I'm just going to give you one more time. jamieshouseofmusic.com. And then there's a donate button. The first thing you see, you can click that. If you got a couple extra bucks, you got 25 cents. Just hit that donate button, throw down for that. We're actually going to talk to Jamie as well and try to see if we can't get a project up and running, maybe on something like a Kickstarter or something. To see if we can kind of, you know, even just further those donations along even that much more. But if you can't, also, you can go to jamieshouseofmusic.com, and there's a section where you can get the contact information. Reach out to him. I mean, obviously, you heard him on here. He's awesome. Really awesome, dude. So easy to approach.
Absolutely. Sweetheart.
Exactly. I mean, the coolest guy. And you just reach out to him and say, hey, you know, I got a couple extra hours on a Saturday. I'd love to come in and just help you move some stuff or help sweep up the house. Or, hey, I'm a plumber, and I can give you a little bit of extra time. I mean, this is something we don't know where it's going to end up, and we don't know exactly how it's going to, like, what it's going to flourish into. But we do know is that it's a fertile project that's going to create, I mean, such, I mean, the end result is going to be beautiful. I'm absolutely,
absolutely
certain
absolutely.
Of it.
And if they can get in there and they can do it how they want to do it, which is going to be successful, you know, it's just the place that they have now is so great, and they'll be able to do it on a bigger scale in Pottstown. If they can get up and running and this support stays with them, there are going to be so many other businesses coming into Pottstown. That means more revenue for, you know, Pottstown itself. That means more jobs for people, more things to do in your own backyard kind of thing.
Right.
And it's, yeah, if they can get up and running, there's sky's the limit, I think.
Exactly. And I mean, again, I mean, like you just said, more local business. That means more jobs. More jobs means more money. More money means, well, we all know what more money means.
Yeah.
So good things. Good things on the horizon. So definitely. And that's not over. I mean, we're going to keep you guys up to date on that. There's other things on the horizon that we're going to I don't want to blow the lid off just yet. I'm going to tease it. We love teasing you guys.
We do. We're so mean to
you. Yeah, we are. You know, but you guys are great. You put up with it wonderfully. So, but the other thing from that is another huge announcement that we got. I don't know if you guys saw on our page, but we're actually back to going live.
We're I'm so excited.
Live. I know. I'm so pumped. I mean, this is like, you know, we've been like just podcasting for a little while now. We had the live thing for a little bit at Monaco, and then we kind of, you know, just took some time and some things, you know, whatever. But we're back. We're going to go live. And we got picked up by a wonderful group, the Indie Authority. This is a group, the Indie Authority Radio, which is completely dedicated to the local music scene all over. I mean, we're talking like worldwide. And of course, they approached us. And I mean, we're in the same vein here. We've been, you know, working on the local scene for a while now. And it's going to be a beautiful partnership. So I can't wait to see where that goes. And that's going to be something that we're going to be working on while we kind of build up our own Radcast radio.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But it's going to be fun because listeners will be able to call in now, and you know,
right,
they'll be able to ask people that we're interviewing questions and ask us questions, or maybe we'll even play some games with you guys. You just don't know.
Exactly.
Sky's the
you
limit.
Just don't know. You just don't know. The face you just made was awesome. That
I'm
was
so
like,
excited. Yeah, right. And I really have no idea what's going to go on.
That was like Christmas. It was literally Christmas on Ashley's face. I wish I could have taken a photo of that and we could have posted it up. I hope you guys are excited as we are. That was awesome. That was the greatest thing I think I've ever seen. You just don't know. So, yeah, it's going to be awesome. And it's a full-fledged, like Ashley just said, a full-fledged show where you guys can actually interact with us live. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that sexy? We think so.
I think so.
So that's going to be Monday, February 24th. We're going to kick that off at 8:30 p.m. We're going to go for an hour, so it's going to be 8:30 to 9:30. You know, something a little extra to get you through the week on Monday, because, of course, Mondays are a little bit rough. But
oh, that's tomorrow too.
Yeah,
well, tomorrow is a Monday.
Yes.
Not so much we're starting that, but yeah.
Right, it is a, and again, yeah. Just that alone, a Monday. Ugh, sweet Jesus. So, well, I guess that's it. Yeah, I think so. I guess.
But
think
it was a good it.
I would say it was a great it.
It was a great it.
I would agree. It was a wonderful it. It was. Absolutely. Well, guys, thank you so much again for listening into Radcast. You're wonderful. You're absolutely beautiful.
We'll talk to you later this week.
Absolutely. And if you want to get in contact with us, you know how to do that. You can go to facebook.com/RadcastPA, Instagram, and Twitter, RadcastPA. Definitely go check that out. We got a lot of great content coming your way and a lot of big things still on the horizon. So until further, I'm Josh Calkins.
I'm Ashley Miller.
And we will talk to you later.